viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, a gol,
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e testa di gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He wins it! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Joy and elation.
Has anybody got all the sports into categories and said, okay, there's this many categories of sports?
There's definitely specific categories of sports,
like,
yes.
Bat and ball, just the ball.
Yeah.
No ball. Something to jump
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I think in the no ball category, there's also lots of different categories.
Well, that's Tiggy, I think.
I can look that up.
Is there competition Tiggy? Oh, maybe next week. What are we doing this week? Hello, Lisa.
Hello. We're doing what you wanted me to do. We're looking at that office chair racing because it's really ridiculous.
God but then bless, after God that, bless the Japanese.
We're also going to talk about actual sport afterwards in the Don't say it.
We're going to slip it in secretly, and then this is slowly going to turn into a sports segment for real. But
right now we're doing both.
It's a gentle metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with this ridiculous sport that comes all the way from, unsurprisingly, Japan.
It's mint.
So Big Hungry showed me this video of just regular people racing on office chairs.
Those are everyday superheroes. They're not regular people at all.
Well, they look like regular people, except they're really good at moving their office chairs around.
So they're sitting down on office chairs in like kind of like Flintstone styles, using their feet
exactly what you
to
think.
Power the it's office
what,
chairs.
Yep, that's exactly what you think it is.
For anyone going forwards, are they all going backwards?
No, so they have to go backwards.
They can't
which
go
I guess makes it a bit trickier.
Can you go faster going backwards? I think you probably
I think you can.
More power. Longer.
Yes, no, I mean, I suppose you could like kind of like push. No, because they all do like little steps.
Okay.
Because your chair, I don't know if there's like a specific height for the chair, but I think most of them seem to be fairly high.
The
so
video
they can't
that I
really
saw that's not
themselves.
Quite loading up for me right now is... It doesn't matter about the office chair at all. You can kind of enter whatever chair you like.
But I reckon that would be like having a really good chair might really go a long way because a lot of those chairs seem to be breaking.
No,
so you'd want a really solid
one. Is this an indoor or outdoor racing?
It's an outdoor racing on the streets of several cities. And so it's called, forgive me for my Japanese pronunciation, Isu, I don't actually know, ISU, which means chair in Japanese, One Grand Prix. So it's kind of modeled on a Formula One race course in the sense that you're doing laps.
It's so mad. They're in full lycra as well. Like some people are taking it really seriously. And helmets.
Yeah, so they're all wearing helmets and guards on like their elbows and their knees because falls are quite common, actually.
Yeah, the chairs are kind of crap.
And, you know, fairly painful because you're straight on concrete.
Do we know... So the chairs are stock, right? How long's the actual, like a general race?
So the race goes on for 2 hours and the winner...
What?
Yeah, 2 hours. But okay, so they're teams of three.
It's a war of attrition then, because your chair might not last at all.
Probably not. That's why I'm saying I believe I've mucked
around on office chairs before, I've got to say.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 hours of me mucking around on an office chair, that's a...
Yeah, and you're not rolling them on
no
concrete, cornering. So they do, the course is...
They go backwards mostly, yeah.
They
that's
do,
you get
they
it.
Have to go backwards. So the course is 180 metres long.
John's just
with
getting
corners. So there's you should watch... There's like a specific technique for corners because you still want to do your corner backwards, so you're kind of like pivoting on your chair.
Is it a team?
Like a smooth movement?
Is it kind of like the Tour de France where it's like a team thing and you can slingshot people and stuff like that?
No, so it's teams of three, but they're taking turns at racing just so that they don't get too tired.
They're kind of like tagging in and out, like a relay race, trying to do as many laps as they can over 2 hours.
Exactly. But
okay.
So it is
a nutrition style thing.
Yes.
I think what will ruin this sport, and I'm already thinking about how it will get commercialized and ruined, is the point where somebody makes a chair specifically for it, you know? And
I like
that's when it's no longer.
Definitely, but
at the moment,
I don't think... Yeah, so right now it seems it's just, like
it's
I said,
roots.
Regular people grabbing their office chairs and just... going for it without having to overthink it and buy like the super expensive chair.
Regular people doing extraordinary things.
They look very regular. There was in the video, there was wheels falling off these office chairs, looking very, you know.
It's heated.
Basic
heated.
And...
The chicanes are
office
messy.
Standard.
It's messy around
the
chicane.
Yeah, they've got really tight corners. It's like, you know, those like teeny tiny corners that...
I'd be real tempted to like one knee it and push off like that, but you have to... It's bum down in the office chair.
Yeah. I feel like... Oh,
How long has it been going for, do we know?
10 years.
Oh,
started in 2009. It was kind of like a marketing thing.
Right about when they put wheels on chairs.
Do you want to know what the number one prize is? The prize is for first place?
Another chair?
90 kilos of rice.
Your body weight in rice, basically.
It's a really random prize. I think it's pretty practical, though. They're like, oh, you know, here's something that you can actually use.
Uncooked or?
Uncooked, okay, yes. So. Yes, no, that would be a bit of a waste otherwise, wouldn't it?
After the wedding?
But yeah, so it's become more and more popular. It started in Kyoto 10 years ago. And then it kind of made its way through different cities in Japan. I think this year it's in 10 different cities in Japan. And it's also...
Just having a look at a winner with a 90-kilo bag of rice. And
usually they kind of struggle to carry it because they're like really tired from the race and they still have to carry 30
kilos
each.
Chuck it on your
office chair. Yeah, that's quite...
So good.
Rough.
Is anybody doing this in their own office from time to time? I know I like to muck around on a wheelchair. Sometimes I'll
sure
be like, well, I'm on a wheelie
before.
Chair. I might as well just clock these 30 metres without getting up.
Yeah, maybe that's something that we can bring to New Zealand. Just race in your office. That might work.
It's got everything you want in a race. At the end, they spray everyone with alcohol, with the thing and that.
Yeah, just like Formula One. It's the same just for ordinary people. It doesn't cost you as much, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Office chair racing, everyone.
Yeah. It's become popular in Taiwan as well, and they do it in America, apparently, in California. But there's the office chair world championship, like office chair racing world championship in Germany. But it's a different concept, though, because you go forward, it's just one person, and it's just kind of going downhill. It's more of a, trying to put on a show rather than
crazy.
Showing your athleticism. So, not so good, I guess.
Oh, thank you for investigating that.
That's all right. We've got a few more minutes, and I'd like to talk about something a bit more serious, if you would
let me. Give us some current stats, if you will.
So, have you guys heard of the Cadbury series, the netball series that just happened?
Did the I actually heard that the men's played the women's.
Yes, that's the one that I'm talking about.
And it was a close game.
Yes, and the men won.
Won
twice,
but not by much.
They
though.
Won the series by winning the final against the
playing
Silver
against
Ferns.
The Silver Ferns.
Yes, so the series was Silver Ferns, the men's New Zealand netball team, and then the Fiji team, and also an all-star New Zealand team.
Hmm.
The World Cup, the Netball World Cup, starts in 10 days in England, so those are like preparation games.
Right.
And because all international teams are kind of off doing their preparation, the Silver Ferns couldn't play other international teams, so they just had to find a way to prepare themselves as best as they could. And so their coach decided to invite the men's netball team to partake in a series, thinking that it was the best way to kind of train or prepare
Hard
the
game.
Silver Ferns for, you know, the level of athleticism and you know, like working on elevation and the physical strength and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened, and that led to two games that were televised.
Do you think it would be a smart idea to maybe cast the male team as like kind of shadow equivalents of like the best female netball team and then have them play the Black Ferns? Like, you know what I mean? Like, cue them up for size and that, so they're exactly...
Not sure. No, not really.
I'm a little bit surprised that the men managed to beat the women in netball. I would have thought that the women would be professional and would have played the whole time. I don't think there's any professional male netball players.
Yeah, but there's a little thing called twitch. Muscles, and it's just like,
I think the height
men are
as
a bit
well
more grunty,
plays a bit
more.
Isn't
it like a 7-foot guy or something?
Yeah, so they've got a lot of really tall players, which obviously makes it harder. Which makes me question. I understand the intent, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing per se, and it's definitely a good way to prepare the women for their World Cup.
But
I just wonder what the point is in terms of, like, they've got different physical abilities.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Would they be better off kind of trying to match them to, say, the point guard of, or like, the goal attack?
I suppose you could do that.
Of
I don't know if
the best team.
I just don't know if there would be a point in terms of, you know, if you're trying to specifically prepare your team for specific things they need to watch out for, then maybe it doesn't work. I just feel like It's a risk.
I just want the best netball team.
I just think it's a risk for people to think like, oh, you know, you put these professional female athletes against like people that are not professional but happen to be men, and the men beat them, so that somehow goes to prove that, you know, I don't know, female sport is not as good, or that women are not as capable as men, and it's kind of like slightly.
Well, I think
dangerous in a way. I wonder if if you'd done a mixed team.
No, but you can just look at this objectively, and
yes,
and the majority of men will be more grunty than the majority of women, right? Just like there'll be an overlap as well. Like the weakest man will, a woman will be stronger than.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's,
yes,
we don't.
I do.
We don't need to be completely PC here. We can look at this objectively and go, okay.
Yeah, but I'm like, look. I think it's great that the men got the visibility that they got, because, and that's another point that I wanted to bring forward, is that they don't get any acknowledgement from the International Netball Federation. They don't get any funding.
It must be a spin-off from basketball, though. Eh? That must be why that happened, right? I don't understand.
Probably. I always thought that that's kind of how it happened. So netball is definitely considered to be a female sport, and so the International Netball Federation decides that that's their selling point, and they're going to put the emphasis on women, on it being a female sport. And that is reason enough for them to kind of decide not to give any funding to the males team, which doesn't seem right to me. So I think it's really good that the men are getting support and visibility. So definitely super supportive of that. I just wonder if like a mixed team versus a mixed team, where you kind of balance, so women would still get to play against men and would still get to be challenged on their physical strength.
But I think the whole purpose is here just to warm the number one team up for their big event coming up. You know, it's not like we're not trying to create a sort of wholesome, real great game of netball that everyone can watch. You know, I think it's like a hey, have a go at this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. No, and I see. I'm honestly.
Huddle. Oh, that's cute.
No, and I think everyone was really positive about it and really happy. Both men and women, and everyone was very enthusiastic about it. I just really hope that the final result doesn't, you know, give more ammunition to people who.
No, I haven't thought about it that way. Maybe
just bloody good
females. They don't even have like a real league or anything. So I don't think I think they're just doing their part to help out netball in general. They're probably
definitely
all about netball.
But they should get their league though.
I kind of want somebody to be dating someone in this situation where it's like, imagine they've got so much in common. They both love netball. You know what I mean?
I've just discovered the secret weapon here. Is the male goal shooter was 7'2" tall. So there you go.
And male.
Kind of easy to put it, boom, straight in.
Yeah. I don't know. Slightly unfair advantage, maybe.
It's massively unfair, but it's still interesting. I reckon it would have helped them out.
But it was great to discover the men's netball team, though. New Zealand men's netball team. And I hope that that game might grant them more funding or more visibility, or like, I don't know, turn men into, like, tell young men that it's absolutely fine to play netball and that it's not like a female sport or a sub sport or anything. It's actually a cool sport for both gender, which is what I think Netball New Zealand's been trying to push by doing this.
Right. It's
which is a very positive message.
Get more people interested.
Yeah.
Kapo.
And someone has texted in saying 90 kilos of Japanese rice will be quite a few $100 worth of prize.
Because it's Japanese rice?
I don't know.
Is there anything specific? Specific? I mean, I suppose 90 kilos even in New Zealand would be quite a bit of money too.
Totally.
You know, also in the hundreds. So.
I'm more stoked that I won the office chair race, really. That's the brag.
I don't think you do it for the prize.
You get a brand new sponsored office chair, no doubt.
That would have actually made sense, you know.
Lisa,
destroy
thanks.
Your own chair and get a brand new one.
Thanks for another stellar edition of So Many Sports.
It's okay.
Take it easy out there, won't you?
I will.
El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. ¡Vamos, Leo! La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.